God bless you. Please have your seat briefly. And I welcome you to tonight. I want to appreciate the Escos for bearing with me tonight. Understanding heart, as well as this privilege to stand before you and be a blessing. I want to appreciate you for the sacrifice you have made. I don't need to be told that you are hungry. I know that you are hungry. And I'm sure you don't need to be told that God has a weak spot for people who are what? Hungry. That's one of his challenges. It's an issue God has. The only people that I am usually bothered to stand before are people who are not hungry, because it means a lot. It means the person in the first place is not even alive. And so the work is double or probably even triple. And you need the breaker, because we're talking about hard grounds of people who have never tasted love before. Have you ever seen the life of a man who suffered all through his life? Have you ever seen the personality of such people? Of people who have gone through all kinds of woes. These are not bad people. But you wonder why they have anger issues. Or they're easily irritated. Or they're just wicked. And when you trace it back, you see that there was somebody who did not experience love. Love of his father or his mother. He didn't know the love of family. Same way there are many believers on the earth today who have begun their walk with God and did not begin on the foundation of love. Tonight, I'm seeing the Lord purging our hearts and preparing us for the fire. And I pray that what God wants to accomplish tonight will be accomplished in Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and congratulate your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, congrats, so you made it. Tell the other person, you are here. I'm aware we have to get back to our hostels, so I'm going to be as quick as possible. I was beginning to feel the pull, and I'm still feeling it, the pull of God into intimacy, and it's distracting me from some of the things I prepared to share. And it's a good distraction, because intimacy can never be wrong. I pray somebody hears every statement I'm saying tonight. You know, you can be listening to me and you're not hearing. I mean, you can even say that, yes sir, you said, and you didn't hear me. It bothered me for years how I would watch a video on YouTube and be so massively blessed. It will bless me so much. Then I will meet somebody who is not just a member of the church of the man of God who I watched and was blessed by one video I watched. But it's his protocol. Sometimes his personal assistant, who sleeps on the same bed when they go for ministration sometimes and eats from the same plate, and his life still looks like something, nothing to write home about. Because it's about, somebody help me please, it's season. It's never about how close you are to reality. It is always about hunger. Can you say hunger? That's all. Guys, if you stay hungry the rest of your life, you will make progress the rest of your life. And as I was beginning to take those songs, God was taking me through memory lane. It was remaining small, I would have burst into tears. I was trying to be careful. And I'm never embarrassed too. Because if you're not a little child before him, you cannot encounter him. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 18. There, verse 31. And before we read, for those of us who have never come across this story before, it's the story of Elijah, the contest between Elijah, prophet, or Baal. Israel had turned away from God, Israel had forgotten their first love. Israel no longer followed God. They were now worshipping idols. Israel had forgotten the one who delivered them from Egypt. And I think to me it's interesting how easily human beings forget. And that's why I don't take people too seriously. Not that I don't value people, but I don't take them too seriously. And so it's very difficult to hurt me because I'm not taking you too seriously. I know that you are shouting that you love me. Ah, chanting master, drunken master, and so on and so forth. But human beings, tomorrow, something happens, God forbid. Something not too good to hear. And the very same people, you will not believe the very things they will be saying. Correct. Am I correct? How many of you understand what I'm saying? So we're not the first to be like that, all right? It's how it has been. I wish it was not like that, but that's how it is. Because I don't want us to just run into the story. It's painful that people God chose above every other people in the whole world. God left everybody out and picked Israel. Israel turned their back on God and went after idols. You might quickly begin to think in your mind that I don't understand which kind of people are these. They are so stiff-necked. They are so foolish. How can God do all this for you and you still be so ungrateful? How many of you have thought like that? When you read the scriptures and you see 10 plagues, God meted out on the Egyptians, wrecked their entire civilization, delivered his people by a mighty hand. Pharaoh wanted to let them go. God hardened his heart. Because he had many more signs to show. And God was disappointed. He thought Pharaoh was a hard man. And after 2-3 signs, Pharaoh had already given up. And so God told Moses, I will make him harder. He's a small boy. I will toughen him. So I can deal with him. Because there's no man that can stand before God. God has to strengthen you to stand before him. Did you hear what I said? That's why I hate to hear that people are hard. There's nobody that is hard. Nobody has their time. That's why. They are just surrounded by wicked and selfish people. There's no family member that is hard. There's no father. There's no mother that is hard. They are just surrounded by people who will not take them as burdens and pray. For God spoke and said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Nigeria is not too hard. Can you say Nigeria is not too hard? But that's not why we are here, all right? Guys, pray for Nigeria. Israel had been treated specially for many decades up until now. They had hurt God again and again and again and again and again. Many times they had been destroyed and gathered again, wounded and gathered again. They had been taken as slaves. All manner of things had happened to them. But for some reason, they never really learned the lesson permanently. At this very time, Jezebel was even the queen of Israel. Evil had taken over the entire land, and all the prophets of God were forced to hide. Only one man, can you say one man? One man, only one man was bold enough to confront darkness. And yet again, before we go on, I must say, the fact that we are many does not impress God, and it does not threaten the enemy. The fact that we are many, I repeat, does not impress God. You are not doing him a favor by counting many people. Because it does not help his agenda, because we are many. Until a person arises who is intentional, who is serious about changing the game, God is not impressed and Satan is not threatened. And so, the enemy does not mind us being as many as we are, and even times 5 or times 10 in FUNAB, he does not mind. You can triple your number, multiply it times 1 billion. In fact, let there be so many Christians, you cannot even walk on the road because you are touching shoulder to shoulder. So many Christians, as long as nobody is on fire. That was the case of Israel. 7,000 people were hidden in caves. One man came out and said, "By my word, there will be no rain, no dew, until I say there should be." And there was no rain, no dew for 3.5 years. Now it was time for a showdown. It was time for a showdown. He came out, told the king, "Gather all the prophets of Baal and let's meet on Mount Carmel." Don't be distracted, all right? And that brings us to this verse. He told them to call on God, on their God, Baal, and that the God who brings down fire is God, and then we serve him. Verse 31. 1, 2, go. Can we be louder than that? Verse 32. Verse 33. Verse 34. Do it the second time. Hallelujah. Now before we go on, can anybody tell me why they were pouring water on the sacrifice? Was he trying to show that this my God can leak up fire of water? Pay attention. Everything in that place is significant. Do you remember that for 3.5 years there had been no water. Do you remember? And so no rain had fallen. What do you think was the most scarce commodity? Can you hear me? What do you think was the most scarce commodity? What is the one thing you cannot afford to waste? So, what was more of a sacrifice? The water or the cow? Are you seeing that now? Before the sacrifice was laid on the altar, there was correction that needed to be done. I mean, an order and procedure of things that had to be done. And Elijah was very detailed. Took 12 stones, representing all the tribes. Repaired the altar. That means the altar was destroyed. Set a sacrifice on it. So before setting a sacrifice, there must be a repairing of the altar. And your heart is your altar. So tonight, I'm going to take you on a journey very quickly. And I'll tell you my own story. Because as God helps your heart, you'll be set for unusual fire to ravage not just your life and family, but your entire world. I'm saying this because I cannot begin to tell you how many chats I get of people who are frustrated. Those of you who have just received Holy Ghost baptism, you might not understand yet. And so you are still feeling like, you know, you are on top of the world at the moment. You will soon realize that it takes more than sacrifice to carry terrible dimensions of God. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Am I talking to the right set of people? Are you hungry for God? Do you want to hear the truth? I remember when I entered the University of Ibadan, I was not concerned about what God's will was for anybody around me, not to talk of the campus. At best, what does God have for me? If I was going to stress myself, because sacrifice involves stress, yes or no? Are you following? I'm hearing very few people. It means only few people understand what I'm saying. To stand and to press for 6 hours straight, is it stressful or not? Those of you who carry speakers, you know, those who are in the technical team, they are the ones I honor the most in fellowship. When everybody has finished singing and singing in the Holy Ghost and laughing in the Spirit, and entering the bus and going back to their rooms, they are left to ensure that everything is packed, carefully carried, and taken care of. So sacrifice is stressful. Sometimes you need to look at your president and say, well done, sir, well done, ma, for all that you have done. Encourage them, because sacrifice is stressful. Some of them have to sleep 2 a.m., 1 a.m. I remember growing in school as well. 12 midnight was the earliest time I got to the room. So sacrifice, in summary, is stressful. But you could never get me to be selfless in my sacrifice. That is, I would never give if I did not have something to gain from it. And so my walk with God was always on what I had to gain, and not what others or what Jesus had to gain from my sacrifice. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Can I help you this night? There is a reason why many people have not hit what they are looking for. I will never forget a day a brother came in 400 level and told me God told him that he should be praying for the campus every Saturday night. between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And he started praying for the campus consistently. He would look for me all the time to come and join him to pray. And he will never find me because I confirmed the time and made sure that I was not available at that time. And of course, when he finds me later on during the week, I will give him an excuse or the other. There was nothing exciting about God to be giving myself so much stressful because of UI. What is UI? What did they do for me? Why am I praying in tongues for UI? Who is UI? Why? I love you, Jesus. Can you just tell him those words? I love you, Jesus. Come on, come on. In the process of time, God used my lust. That is, what I wanted. He used my lust to get my attention. Like many of us, he used your lust, what you're looking for, to get your attention. And when he finally got your attention, he began to clean you up. Yes or no? Some of you understand what I'm saying. If you're wondering why you're stuck, it's because you're refusing to yield to the dealings of God in the repairing of your altar. Because the fire is not going to come on just any altar. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And you see, every altar represented here knows what is wrong with them. You might not admit it, but you know. You know. And you know what has not been corrected, even though you were making sacrifices. Are you following? And so do we agree that it's possible to make sacrifices and be doing it because you want other people to see that you're making sacrifices? Yes or no? Is it possible to make sacrifices and it's adding to your pride every day as you keep on heaping the sacrifices? And one day, my president was talking about a man who once walked the campus, who took the campus for Jesus, and how people would gather from other fellowships, not caring the fellowships they represent, and they would gather for a meeting he convened personally. He held that meeting in Trenchard Hall, and people would gather all over from all the fellowships, and he was not the AUCSF president. People will be massively blessed. It was a phenomenon in the campus. And I was excited about that because he told me something the guy did. He said one day the guy told him that he walked round UI 7 times. Prayer walking. That's for 7 nights. And so my eyes opened. Wow. Okay. So if I walk around UI 7 times, I can take this campus. Then my name will be popular all over UI. It's not a bad idea. Is it a bad idea? It's not a bad idea. And so I began. This was sacrifice, yes or no? Many times you don't even know what is energizing you to do the good things that you are doing. Good things, but you are still not well.